everyone, and welcome to Kids Bible Devotions. So today we are going to be learning about something called the rapture. And maybe you've heard of the rapture, maybe you haven't. I'm going to be teaching about what the rapture is based on the work of some biblical scholars. So different biblical scholars, which are people who study the Bible, have different opinions on exactly when the rapture is. But I'm going to be teaching you about what I think is the best conclusion. So, maybe you have heard of the rapture before in church or from a Christian teacher, but you haven't read it in the Bible, like the word rapture, unless you read Latin. So people will say the word rapture isn't in the Bible, but actually it is. In the Latin translation of the Bible, the Greek word harpazo, and remember the New Testament was originally written in Greek. In the Latin Bible, the Greek word harpazo is translated rapturo, which is where we get our word rapture. So where is that Greek word harpazo located in the Bible? Well, in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, it says, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus." Okay, so in this first part of the verses we're going to read today, it's talking about people who believe in Jesus who have died. That's what it means when it's talking about those who have fallen asleep, or those who sleep in Jesus. So it says that because Jesus rose from the dead, God will raise up those who believe in his Son also. So we have hope. In the rest of the verses, in verses 15 to 18, it says, "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up." There's your word, harpazo. "Together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 51 to 52 says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." So what these verses are talking about is something that we call the rapture, based on that Greek word harpazo, caught up. It's when Jesus will come and we'll meet him in the air, and we will be changed, meaning we'll no longer have corruptible bodies, but incorruptible new bodies. That's what it's talking about. And notice in these verses, it says that we will meet Jesus in the air. Jesus, when he is going to come back to the earth, just like he said, will touch the Mount of Olives with his feet, as the prophet Zechariah described. The rapture is something that happens before then. Wait a second. So what does all this mean? Well, in the book of Daniel chapter 9, we learn about a 7-year period commonly called the tribulation or Jacob's trouble. The tribulation is outlined in the book of Revelation, which describes the end of time, when God's wrath is poured out on the earth, as it says in Revelation 16. It is an awful time. But the good news is that 1 Thessalonians 5:9 says, "For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him." 1 Thessalonians 5:9 tells us that God didn't appoint us to wrath. In Revelation 19, which is towards the end of the book, after that 7-year tribulation period where God's wrath is poured out on the earth, Jesus comes back on a white horse as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But we're already with him because of the rapture. You see, 1 Thessalonians and 1 Corinthians and other Bible passages describe how we would be caught up with the Lord in the clouds before the tribulation period where God's wrath is poured out on the earth. We will be caught up with him. Then the 7-year tribulation period will occur. Then we will come back with him when he returns to the earth and his feet touches the Mount of Olives. Jesus Christ will reign as king. The book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, is another example describing how the rapture has to take place. It describes how the Antichrist, also called the son of perdition, must come. The Antichrist, as we see in the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel, is someone who calls himself God. He comes during the tribulational period. He is a false Christ and a false Messiah who will do very bad things. But 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 8 says he can't be revealed until the restrainer is taken out of the way. Many biblical scholars think that the restrainer that 2 Thessalonians talks about is the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us. Thus, when we are caught up to be with the Lord, then the tribulation will happen. And part of the tribulation is the Antichrist emerging. Matthew 24, verse 37, let me find it here in my Bible, says, verse 42, says, "Watch therefore," and this is Jesus talking, "Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." So Jesus is telling us we should always be ready for his coming. We should always be prepared for him to return. We should be living pure lives pleasing to him and waiting eagerly for his coming, as the Bible says he will come again for those who are waiting eagerly for him. So, be prepared, be encouraged that we aren't subject to God's wrath and we have this blessed hope. And comfort one another with these words. There are lots of signs right now that tell us, according to the Bible, Jesus is coming so quickly. We'll discuss more of that in a later episode. Thanks so much for listening to this week's devotional. Make sure to share this podcast with all your friends and family, and tune in next week. God bless.